Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we grind down the final week plus here of the regular season in high school basketball. Brandon Tadman, we're joined now by Donovan West, girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith, and it is brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Right now 11 wins, 8 losses, and a non-league game earlier this week, or I should say on Tuesday night, for Donovan West. DeKalb, Missouri was the opponent, not far from our Care Studios here in Atchison. Coach, you go on the road there, non-league game, get a win, 54-38. You know, talk about that one. What'd you see, what'd you like, and overall takeaways from it?
Well, you know, we played Centray on Monday, so we had a quick turnaround. Not a real in-depth scout, and this time of year we kind of like to do that. But we did enough to get out of there with a win, and that's a good thing. But give them a lot of credit. I thought they were really scrappy, played hard, had a good scout on us, and really did some good things. But we had some kids step up and got after it and was able to escape there with a W.
Yeah, how challenging is it, you know, that Centralia game? Of course, that was a makeup from, you know, that early January, week or two where we had the crazy cold weather, so everything was getting moved around and a lot of games getting pushed to some certain Saturdays and Mondays and Thursdays. And, you know, how hard is it to just kind of navigate a practice schedule when you got games moving around like that?
Well, Brandon, this year has been probably as challenging as I can remember, just because we had such a long stretch of snow outs and cold weather and school off and not able to practice, not able to get into the gym. And then, you know, in the league tournament, we play 4 games in 4 days, which is unreal, kind of unheard of. And hopefully we don't ever have to do that again. But I thought that kind of took it out of us a little bit at that time. And now we're just kind of starting to get back, honestly. So the girls have been working hard, and we've got such a great group of kids, and they're going to fight and continue to get better. And that's the main thing. And this is the time of year we want to be at our best. And I truly feel like we're coming along. Moo Westine's been out the last couple games, our leading scorer, kind of our senior leader, with an ankle injury that it's been okay for us because we've had some other girls step up and play well. So there's been a lot of adversity and a lot of things that we've had to get through, and for the most part, we've done that. So hopefully we can continue and continue to get better and be where we want to be at the end of the year.
You guys do have the luxury of hosting a Class 1A D1 substates here in a couple of weeks. Centralia, of course, they're having a fantastic season once again. Burlingame, certainly a tough out. You guys are right there in the upper half currently in the standings. Troy, Northern Heights, and Onega as well. You as a coach, how long do you wait to maybe kind of peek at a substate bracket or standings, to maybe get kind of a glimpse of what a potential first-round matchup might be? Are you not worrying about that now? What's kind of your thought on that?
Well, we really, the way it's set up for us, we don't worry about it till this weekend. 1A comes out on Saturday, and we kind of have an idea, but it comes out on Saturday, and then we still have another regular season game against a substate team in Troy on Tuesday. So we won't worry a lot about that until really Saturday and kind of dive into it and get ourselves prepared for that week. But Brandon, having it at home is a huge deal. I mean, it's great for the kids. It's great for the community. Playing it, we the last 7 or 8 years, you got to go beat people on their home floor. That's a difference maker. It truly is. And having it at home, the kids are excited. The community is excited. And that's a good thing.
Donovan West girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith. It is brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire. Just a couple games left here in the regular season. They will host Lynn Friday, turn around and get Troy in that regular season finale next week as well. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck here on Friday and a quick turnaround next week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.